Coronavirus.
You.
Pissing.
Us.
Off. Damn.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna make it burn. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher.
What it do? It's your boy Cecil B, and welcome to season 2 of Chewing the Fat. This is episode 12. But before we get to that, and our sponsor of the week, let's say hi to the rest of the crew: Cypher Britt and King Kelso. What up?
Gio.
What up? What up? What up?
Hey, bitches. What's going on with y'all?
Chilling, man. Staying indoors.
Self isolating.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the days where they were like, "Don't isolate yourself. Go on, get out there.
Meet people. Shake hands. Say hi."
Yeah.
I ain't shaking nobody's hand. Just for the record.
Who laughing at gamers now?
I'm Corona fist bumping everybody.
What's that? What's that meme of that black? Is he like an ex-basketball guy? And he goes, "Stop!" And what does he say after that? Like, "Don't be stupid," or was it "Stop"?
Oh, my bad.
Do you know? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh man, I gotta find it now.
Yeah, you do. Because if you don't, you're gonna sound pretty racist.
Ain't sound like a Tenderoni too.
Was it Jordan? Who's that basketball guy?
Which one?
Oh my God. Michael Jordan. No. Michael Jordan. And he goes, and he says, there's an advert. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Where he says, "Stop." Mm-mm. Stop it. Get some help. That's it.
Stop it. Get some help. I don't know. Who you talking about, man?
That's some UK shit, bro.
Oh, UK basketball?
That's some UK shit, bro.
No, it's not UK shit here.
Yes, it is. I've never seen it over here.
You haven't seen it?
No, who is it? Who said that?
It was off the back of an old McDonald's advert. Here. Have a look.
I'm sure it's Michael Jordan, though, but...
Sorry, y'all. He's going to let us hear something that we can't... We don't know what he's talking about.
Yes. Yeah, this is serious shit.
This is life-altering shit.
But it's actually turned into a meme now. So whenever someone says something silly or whatever, you see this pop up going, "Stop it. Get some help."
I have not seen that yet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but have you seen the clip?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I posted it on the...
On the Discord.
Ah! Okay.
Yeah, it is Max.
Oh, Jordan. Well, he said he was with Jordan. Okay.
"I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help."
Stop it.
Get some help. it's like I know you guys don't like Trump very much, so what you could say is every time he says something silly, you could then play this meme. Stop it.
Get some help. I like that. My guitar. I'm crying now.
So
what's up?
Do we have the sponsor of the week?
Oh dude, you know, I was trying to think of one today for that. And I haven't actually thought of one.
We're so pissed off, huh?
that no advertiser wanted to advertise this episode.
What? Like you said, appetizers.
the sponsors are all self isolating right now, so we can't. We got nothing.
A lot of bitches at home scared.
Stop it. Get some help.
How about hand sanitizer? Don't lick your fingers without it.
Ew, that's nasty.
Oh, it'll burn your tongue.
Oh.
All right, so no sponsor today because this has all been shut down thanks to coronavirus.
Yeah.
No sponsors.
Yeah.
But let's get into this, man.
I'm ready. I'm
coronavirus ready. Is wrecking Hold on. The world.
Hold on, man. Now I gotta start. Fuck it. Listen, things that pisses me off about coronavirus. Everybody in the fucking store buying all the toilet paper.
Yeah, what's
Listen,
up
B. That's no way the coronavirus is gonna come up your ass and infect you. You motherfuckers, what were y'all doing before the coronavirus? That's what I need.
I just think they're doing it because they don't want to go out much, and they figure if they ain't doing it, somebody else doing it, and when they do finally go out, and you've been on top of people up because somebody like them is doing the same thing.
So, listen, I was in the meat market, bro. Meat market down here is 90% meat. The rest is canned goods, all the shit that you probably shouldn't be eating, right? Mm-hmm. This motherfucker in line behind one person that got a cart full of fucking cows and pigtails, horse asses, and everything.
Yeah.
He got a fucking package of toilet paper.
Damn.
Why, boy?
You know what you should have said to him?
What?
Stop
Take your
it.
Dumb ass home.
Get some help.
I'm gonna get that shit on my phone. Next time I see that motherfucking line, hey, come here. My friend told me you need to listen to this.
Yeah. So get some help. So we almost need to almost call this episode Stop, Get Some Help. Coronavirus. But I think they've got what I'm gonna term as preppers syndrome, right? Whenever there's some sort of epidemic or, you know, it gets sensationalized by the media and people just go into stupid mode. I mean, I think that's the only way you can explain it. There's no other way to explain it.
That's true. But you know what disappoints me about the people here in Houston and Texas? Every summer, we get into preppers mode because of the hurricane season, right?
Right.
Okay. We're not new to it. We're used to it. We know how to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And okay. I'm disappointed because it's like, y'all supposed to know better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know.
It's giving preppers a bad name, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Man, you already know you're supposed to be getting them canned goods. What? Mm. I mean, if shit get bad, what the hell toilet paper gonna do for you? You can't eat it.
Well, this is the thing. If you're gonna stock up on something, why toilet paper? Wouldn't it be more efficient just to stockpile Imodium or something if you're that worried about it? Or are you just worried you got nothing to wipe your ass with? I mean,
I'll go to the next aisle where the baby wipes at.
Wipe the ass and smell it real fresh.
Well,
that'll be the next thing to go. I believe hand sanitizer over here in the UK is also at an all-time low.
Well, see, I clean my house on a regular, and I got Lysol. I've always had Lysol. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell they was doing before Corona hit. Yeah, y'all wasn't wiping y'all ass, and y'all wasn't cleaning y'all bathrooms.
You know why? Because they're scared of dying, and they're going to meet God, and they don't want to meet God with a shitty bum hole, right? So they want to make sure that it's all nice and clean, right? Oh, they got their shit in order, literally.
I want my ass to be clean when I meet Jesus.
Oh.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out there. I think what pissed me off... The XFL got canceled. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just coming
yeah.
in. It's good. It's exciting. Oh. It's fast paced. And it's the whole season gone now.
I'm pissed because, you know, the Houston Roughnecks was in first place.
Yeah.
Undefeated. PJ Walker was beasting.
And next time, PJ Walker might be going to the NFL.
Bastard. Don't you do it.
They said they already picked it. They said the players already have the right to come to the NFL right now.
God damn it.
So
that's what
they gonna lose something, man.
They're gonna lose all the people we like to watch.
And then now they're gonna get screwed again like they did last time they came out. Same thing happened to them last time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then
I don't know.
They better come back this time, man.
I think they got a good format for the league. So I think it'll hold on. It's gonna suffer because everybody's suffering because of this corona shit for sure.
Yeah.
But I think they'll be able to bounce back.
The economy is definitely gonna take a hit. You know, I mean, banks are experiencing higher than normal trades like excessive amounts. I mean, it's unprecedented the amount of trades that are being done right now. And that's not a, and is that a good sign? I don't know. It doesn't sound like one.
Nah, nah,
but but you know, there's a lot of panic in the markets, and I think this is not good. You know, I mean, what the media could be doing was that they could be actually trying to give us factual information and giving it to us in a manner that doesn't cause panic. You know, I mean, it hasn't caused like streetwide panic. I don't see people running in the streets stripping naked, screaming their heads off. It's not that bad. But, you know, if the economy is taking a hit and, you know, the banks are taking higher than normal trade volumes, and you've got, you know, people just, you know, running out of toilet paper and sanitizer and this and that, you know, the government really, or even the shop owners or the shop attendants who, you know, should be restricting so many per person then. Do you know what I mean? Start rationing stuff, because now, I mean, I was told by my wife that, hey, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. What do you mean you can't find toilet paper? it's all, you know, 'cause we usually order through Tesco's, which is like one of the big, companies here in the UK, and we couldn't even order it online. So now that means that tomorrow I have to go hunting now for toilet paper. I'm more than confident I will find toilet paper somewhere, but the fact is that you can't even order it online with your Tesco shopping tells you something. Right.
I mean, you can't go to Amazon to find hand sanitizer. It's gone. I've been looking at Amazon for the past 3-4 days. It's none there.
And now people have panicked. Yeah, but because people are panicking now, that means that everybody else now gets to suffer, right? And those people who are sitting on hand sanitizer, toilet rolls that have probably taken up a whole room, right, are sitting there. They better not invite me over to their house. If I find that much toilet paper in your house, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. Hand sanitizer, I'm going to slap you silly. I'm going to say, stop it. Get some help.
But, the panic-wise, take offense to that ball player. What's his name? Was he with the Warriors or was he with Utah? And this is the one that during his press conference, they was announcing that the NBA was going to be, you know, ending, we're going to finish or starting this season. So he was, you know, as a joke, I guess he figures, I'm messing around, as he stands up, he touches all the microphones that's in front of him of the interview as a joke.
Yes.
Come to find out later on, he got tested. He has the shit now.
Oh.
So now he's apologizing now.
But hold on. And the person that he rubbed his head, Mitchell, Mitchell is positive for that shit too.
See? And now he's like, I apologize. I'm not taking it so serious. Don't you mean? They told you. And a lot of people are doing the same thing. Ain't taking it serious, man. Until they get sick, then you want to go, oh, I'm sick now.
It's amazing how the attitude just changes.
It changes, man.
That shit was a joke before.
Hypocrite. Yeah. They sound like politicians, you know?
Yeah. Not a bitch over here like Michael Jordan. Stop. Get some help.
Get some help.
Fucking dummies.
Yeah.
Stop buying all those fucking toilet paper, B.
Man, look, people are out their ass, man. That's a very important thing, man. I think, you know, but you know what's sad about that, though? People are more concerned with getting toilet paper than getting meat right now because they kill so many more animals than they can make paper, toilet paper. That's crazy if you think about that for a minute. Yeah. They're not concerned with getting meat because they know meat going to always be there. We're always going to kill a bunch of animals. Toilet paper, though? That's kind of a lie. We don't can't make enough of that to keep up with that. That's just paper.
Let me tell you how true that statement is. Right? So, like I told you, I was at the meat market. And I go to get this pack number 2 that baby girl wanted me to get. But they sold out. But homeboy, he's like, hey, man, don't worry. We're going to restock every day. We got plenty of meat. We're going to run out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Think about that. Like, man,
we've been killing cows forever, ever. We good.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is probably some advice that our listeners need right now. So, can we come up with some alternatives to toilet paper?
No.
Baby wipes.
Shower.
Baby wipes. Shower. You see, we can go. We can go Eastern here, right? And we can use the. We can use the. With, and don't forget, do not turn the power up all the way when doing this. You don't want to have. You know, we clean the stuff off your roof. Yeah.
You can do like my homeboy do on a superstore. Take a shit in the shower, stumble down with his feet, the drain in his feet.
Oh god. Damn. I won't do that.
No, I'm gonna be tripping, boy.
I think I watch Superstore now. That should be funny, boy. That's so funny, man. God damn, boy, nasty. But yeah, it's crazy, man. What is pissing me off about that, man? Then now I can't go outside. I can't walk around. I'm scared. I'm paranoid of where I go. I can't go look for Hot Wheels. I'm too scared to touch anything, man.
Mm-hmm. So you may want to self isolate then.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm in the house. I'm scared. I'm scared to go to fast food places now. I'm scared of all this shit now. I'm gonna think about everything.
So you're gonna have home cooked meals, yeah?
No, I still go. I said I'm scared. I said I was scared of the doctor go. After I get a cheeseburger, I'm like, oh man, did he cough my cheeseburger? Did he cough on my cheeseburger?
He's like, bitch, I ain't no punk. I'm a goat, but I'm gonna go a little afraid. I'm a little scared.
And something else, man, should you have outside clothes and inside clothes? Like when you go outside, you come back in, should you change your clothes? What if it is in there? We don't even know if it's in the air or not. We're just assuming that people say you get it from person to person. But what if it's kind of airborne at the same time? We should be changing our clothes.
Well. Don't forget though. A very, very small percentage of the population has it, right? So the chances of you getting it, obviously, it all depends on where this person is, whether they've been identified as being infectious, and all that. So the chance of you getting it is probably fairly low, right?
I said that to you at first.
I'm just saying. No, but I think things could change is what I'm saying. Things could, you know, tomorrow it could change and get progressively worse. But what I'm saying is, for now, you know, you should be relatively fine. You know, as long as you're keeping a close eye on what's happening in your state or in your town, you know, that way you get to paint a picture in your mind as to what the situation is and whether it's safe. You know, you might want to travel to another state or another town. Best to probably do a little bit of research just to make sure that A, has that town had an infection confirmed or not? You know, has it been contained? You know, is there any worry about going there? Just do your homework. I think there's a little bit of research probably required before setting out if you're going to go and do a trip that you would normally do. Just common sense, really, I think is probably what everyone needs to kind of remember.
Well, it's close to me, so I just think that when I first thought, like, oh, that's crazy, but I'm not worried about it. But when they said there was a Bucatillo, Washington, and I live in Bucatillo, Washington. in the U.S., I think it's 40. I think in U.S. it's 40 deaths. 32 of those are here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, though, before it gets sold out, you might want to go and check how much a hazmat suit is, just in case.
All right? Well, let me tell you, man, for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I was getting text messages as part of a briefing network.
Yeah.
Retired. So I started getting these text messages about conferences with CDC, WHO, and all that, talking about coronavirus. That's when I did my first podcast. But every day since then, it's been text messages. Now you got to tune in to the conference calls and all that shit to get the details. But based on what I've gotten 4 weeks ago, we haven't even seen the worst of it yet. They were discussing closing shit and how to explain to people what's going on, what proper ways to use. They were talking about this shit 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad they have, right? So they've already, and they must have plans in place for these types of incidences, right? So they're having to open envelopes and you know, and see exactly what the procedure is.
Because what you got to understand is, no matter what level of politics, it's all politics. For example, when we meet this threshold, you're going to go on the news and you're going to say this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. These people need to go here and get help for this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to need 6 more weeks before we can provide them with this service. Mm-hmm. So in 2 weeks, you're going to tell them in a month's time, we're going to be ready for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
That should happen. You know what I mean? That's just how it is.
Mm. Well, that's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Yeah, so it may look like in some cases, because you get like the NCAA. They were the last ones to cancel all the games and shit. They did that not because they didn't have the knowledge or they wasn't forewarned. They did that because they were hoping there was someone who could still make money. Because if you notice, everybody else was like, oh, that's what we got to do? Cancel? Okay, cancel. Fuck it. All right, well, how about let's do it in front of nobody? Nah, if the players got it, everybody's fucked. Okay, cancel the season. NCAA is like, ooh, shit, man, we're going to lose a lot of money. Mm. God damn it. Oh, maybe we just send everybody home to have the closest family members, and that's it. No, dummy. A couple of referees got exposed to that shit, too, and they've called three, four, five, six games already. Oh, shit. Now we got to really cancel. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? So the bottom line, the information's been out there. They've always known how serious it is and how serious it's going to be. But the biggest thing that people need to understand is the canceling of all these major events is a good thing. That's the only way you're going to break
it. Well, I have another side to look at that. And not just that, because that kind of represents a portion of what I'm about to talk about. And that's more about people and their livelihood, right? So people being told to stay at home, especially kids, right, being told to stay at home. Parents now have to sort out childcare at last minute, right? And for an extended period of time. That means that maybe parents will have to stay at home. Mm-hmm. Parents have to stay at home means one of the parents has to have a work-life balance. If they're lucky enough to work from home, great. If you have a job where you can't work from home, you're either customer facing or whatever, and you've been told to stay at home. Hopefully your employer is still paying you. But if for those jobs where it's all cash in hand or events like what you just talked about, where they're expecting this income to come in, right? So they can finance what they want to do. If that's no longer coming in and they've done all the prep work, that's money lost. Potentially, this could affect people's wages. If it affects people's wages, it's going to have a knock-on effect, if you can imagine. And the reason I'm saying this is this is what people are saying now. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing people say, okay, I have to stay at home. I now have to, sort out childcare because, if they shut the schools, the kids have to stay at home. What if the parent can't stay home? She's got to sort out childcare. There's like hundreds of pounds. He or she has to fork out for childcare that they didn't anticipate on that happening. So what is going to be done? The government should really tell us everything. Stay home, self isolate, all that. Close this, close that. Fine. But they should also be coming up and saying, listen, we have a fund, we have an emergency fund, right? And we're going to use that to supplement businesses, individuals, childcare, whatever, right? So that people feel safe enough as it is, because it's stressful enough being told to stay at home, self-isolate or whatever, or have to pay for unexpected expenses. But now the added stress of being getting more into debt now because of this is not helping the situation. So, just like when there's a disaster that happens in another country somewhere and one of our countries goes, yes, there's £1 billion or there's $1 billion to help, bring relief, blah, blah, blah. Why doesn't the government do something similar for its own citizens where they say, okay, guys, we've set up a fund, we've set up a trust, we've set up a to financially assist people with emergency childcare, some businesses so they don't go under, that kind of thing. Obviously it has to meet certain criteria, obviously. But what I'm saying is that there's some backstop, there's some relief available to people. I don't hear the government doing that. Right. I don't hear them saying that at all. But heaven help another country has a natural disaster, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, we shouldn't support those people. Obviously, we should, but I think that when we start having these internal disasters, I wouldn't say it's a disaster yet. I think disaster is probably a strong word, but you know, when we start to you know, get in a position where we need financial assistance, there should be something set up. There really should.
Yeah, because if you can find the funds to start a war or participate in a fucking war.
Exactly. That's actually a better example.
You should be able to find the funds to take care of your people. So I'm with you on all that. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say amen.
Yeah. You know, and obviously, you know, we wouldn't go crazy to say that if a major event that was purely based on profit is going to get canceled, but they should at least get something back, right?
Yeah. A lot of the sports teams are paying their people, even though, like Mark Cuban, he's paying even the concession people who would normally be there on game day selling stuff, like the food and stuff. He's still paying those people.
And you know what? But those types of companies are wealthy enough to be able to do that.
Right. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And you know what? And good on them for doing that. And I think they need to get the recognition they deserve for doing something like that. You know, not every rich corporation or company is willing to do that kind of a thing. So the fact that that they're actually doing that says a lot about their character, right? So that's great. And so maybe those people wouldn't need financial assistance. But I would imagine there are communities out there. There are people out there who might be suffering because of all of this, and you know, who do need some sort of backstop, some sort of help from the government.
Yeah, it will be, but it also, you know, it's because I feel like too, if they didn't close these schools down, the same people that would be having financial problems because schools or stuff got closed down would be the same people that would say you should have closed the school down. if the kid gets sick,
you know, so, there's no right or wrong here. There really isn't, and you can't win any of these battles, right? But you know, the government's doing that most best. You know, obviously they've had to assess the situation, and they're constantly reassessing, I would imagine, right? Because things keep changing, right? Circumstances keep changing, so they're trying their best to keep a handle on all of this. And I think as part of that fund that I was talking about, you know, that could help go out to some of these people who are doing all these jobs, right? These people who are staying up until all hours and making sure that services are, you know, communications are getting through to the right services and whatnot. These people are the ones who should get the bonus at the end of the day, you know, hopefully once all this blows over. You know, all this hard work and dedication that people put in, you know, enacting these procedures, I think is a tribute to not only the people themselves, but obviously, you know, their managers that are the ones who activate them and get them to do what they need to do, right? Yeah. So yeah, I think there's definitely some recognition for those folk that need to happen after the fact. But while we're in the thick of it, you know, there really needs to be some, because people, I'll tell you this. So my wife, she runs a childminding company at home, and what that means is, you know, people come and they drop their kids off here. My wife looks after them during the day, and then, you know, after work they come and pick them up. It is a well-known fact, even though on the inner circle of this, but parents are more than happy to drop their kid off who is sick. More than happy. As long as they can get to work. Work for them is a big deal, and I can understand that. So for now, in this kind of situation, let's say, if they close schools, they haven't really closed schools in England yet, but I believe they have in Scotland, but not in England or anywhere else that I'm aware of. But if they do that, that means that these parents don't have the luxury of bringing their kids to us. So obviously, we take a hit financially. But, you know, you've almost got to put yourself into those parents' shoes. You know, what's more important, you know, in the short term, that's there's someone to look after my kid, or that I'm going to miss work and I may not be getting paid for that, you know. So money goes a long way in keeping that household and keeping it running, right? Sure, there's a virus. Sure, you know, people are sick and whatnot. But if I can look after, it really is. It's having to make those harsh decisions, you know, and people will more than likely want to go back to work because they need to earn the money, you know, and if they had this financial backing, that would make the decision so much easier for them. You know, they wouldn't have to worry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like our president, dumbass, when it first happened, he was like, it's not a big deal. It's going to blow over real fast and soon. That's what he was telling people, you know. And if it weren't for other news stations that was, you know, busting the truth out, if you hear him, you would think that it was nothing. And that's how he misleading people, all because he's trying to get revoted for president again, and he know the economy is dropping, and he's just not trying to recognize what was happening until now. He's starting to realize, okay, but now it's kind of like it's too late now.
Yeah.
So now here you come after the fact. He's still not telling the full truth about it. He's still trying to leave things out of half saying shit, which misleading people also. And you have those people that just follow everything he says, who not going to be at home and stay at home. They're going to still go out in public, still spreading it, because nobody know who has it. I might even have it. I don't even know if I have it or not. Because I don't have the symptoms. Don't mean I don't have it. I may have it. I don't have the symptoms yet.
That's true.
That's crazy. Think about it. And just now, we're doing in New York, I think in Rochester or somewhere over there, somewhere over New York, they're now doing a drive-through testing. So I guess people can drive through. They're doing a testing right there. They swab your mouth, take it, and whatever, put it away, and they're seeing the results and let you know if you have it or not. So that's starting just today. So that's cool. That's a start. But we need to do that in every city.
Yeah.
Every spot, and they just released what $50 billion. I mean, $50 million now, today. So hopefully that money be put to good use and get these tests out so people start testing themselves. We have a place here in Kirkland that has a clinic, and this world at 23 people already passed away in this clinic. It's so bad that the family members have to scream through the outside window just to talk to their family member because they can't go in. Nobody's going in. They don't let you in. So these people have been in this clinic for like 3 weeks now. Some critically ill, most of them elders and older, but their families can't come in. So they're outside talking through the window. That's how crazy it is over here.
That's crazy.
Now all the schools are shutting down. My brother-in-law just texted me right now and said, their school's shutting down. All the sports, we got soccer game, NBA, XFL, all that shit canceled here in the States.
Yeah, my daughter's my youngest, the high school water polo tournament got canceled yesterday on its first day.
Right now, it says Washington State closing schools through April 24th.
Yeah, my middle daughter, that's at Texas A&M, her camp. Her water polo season has been canceled. So, I mean, for them, like personally, my youngest daughter, she has another year in high school, right? And she'll probably play in college if she chooses to. My middle one, she plays in college, but this is her freshman year. So missing this year, it sucks because we were excited, she was excited, but she got 3 to 4 more to go. But what about the ones who don't?
Yeah.
All the seniors, like high school seniors, that this was their last season. They're probably going to play no more water polo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or any other sport. It's the last one.
Yeah.
You know, and it just sucks. It just sucks on so many different levels. You know, the health issue and the death and all that, yes, that's scary. But the people not being able to pay their bills, getting behind, possibly getting evicted, not being able to feed their families, kids not being able to play in their games, all the stuff that's less than life-threatening, hell, that shit sucks more because there's more of it. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's going to be more.
And parents have to now choose, you know, and it's not a very cool decision to make. It's just no winning decision. It's just you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, you know.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm fortunate, but I'm retired, so my money's going to come no matter what. But all the little side hustles that I had to supplement that income and to not miss a beat, you know, when my daughter needs stuff, that's just going to probably go away. You know what I mean? The Uber, I don't know how long people go with Uber, but in reality, it's a lot safer than riding the bus.
If it get worse, people going to start doing Uber and everything. People not going to order food or nothing. Cause like I said, I'm getting paranoid just getting my food from fast food places, even ordering it. I'm thinking, what if the person coughed from a shit? I'm taking a chance right there. Russian roulette.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it to be to the point, before it's all said and done, if I, like, I can do favor and all that shit. If I do a food delivery, your shit's going to already be sealed up. You know what I mean? So whatever's in that motherfucker, whether it's your full order or not, that's what the fuck you're going to get. Because I'm not going to open it. And I know you're not going to want me to open it. Mm. You know what I mean? So I say getting to that point. Because like with HEB over here, you know, they got the curbside.
Yeah,
my friend went and did that.
People file for free,
and she went and did the HEB, and they told her she can't come pick up until next Thursday.
That's crazy.
Now you can, the food is here. We ain't gonna run out of, but it's so many people ordering shit that you ain't gonna be able to pick it up till next Thursday. So that's where the delivery shit's going to come in.
Yeah. That's what people not thinking about delivery stuff being messed with yet, but they will. Yeah. It's going to get to that point.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of people are trying to go out there and get, you know, hand sanitizer and Lysol and stuff like that, but you can't find it. But, you know, you can make your own shit. You can make your own hand sanitizer with like 99% alcohol and... I'll just kind of plant.
Aloe vera?
Yeah, those two make it. But also, don't sleep on Windex. Windex is good for wiping shit down and killing germs. It kills 99% always. Germs.
Yeah, so always.
Get some Windex, too, out there.
98? So what are the ones that it doesn't kill, that
2%? Coronavirus. No, I'm kidding.
But if you use a flamethrower, that should work. You know?
Man, the biggest thing is take care of your shit when you're outside the house.
Yeah, man.
When you're outside the house, then you can come home, clean up.
Mm-hmm.
You have a safe zone. But if you're out here shaking hands, hugging motherfuckers, and refusing to pay attention to what these people tell you, then you're going to bring that shit home and kill everybody in your house.
Well, you know, just like how doctors discovered that when working on patients, you should wash your hands before starting on the next patient. You know, back in the days when they were doing surgeries and they couldn't understand why their patients were all dying. I think if we all were to practice, basic hygiene, you know, washing your hands, you know, before every meal and, whenever you handle goods or, you know, if you're about to cook, you wash your hands. If you're about to eat, you wash your hands. You know, if you were just practice that kind of, or after the toilet, you always wash your hands. If you would have all practiced that, you know, that in itself could help, you know, limit the spread of the virus, you know, no matter how bad it gets, you know. So, you know, it's there's no time like the present to start, you know, enacting those procedures. And of course, you know, teaching the kids, you know, to use that as good practice, because I mean, that in itself would protect them for years to come, you know, no matter what else comes next, you know.
I know when I went to the hospital this weekend for an appointment, you pull up in the parking lot where you park your car under the building. And as you get out, you go get the elevator to go up. This is the first time I've seen this. But they had a lady sitting out there, one of the nurses out there. And what she was doing is checking your temperature, ask you, have any symptoms, have you been anywhere in the country? You say no. Then they give you this yellow piece of paper that said they've been clear for screening. And before you really touch the buttons to pick the elevator, go up or down, she wipes it down for you. And when you get in the elevator, she wipes all the buttons down. It's for everybody that comes. There's six elevators in that spot right here. Everybody that comes through, they doing that right now. That's how serious it is, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't noticing nothing like that extreme, man.
Yeah. You have to.
So, you get the pumping gas, you get done, hand sanitize them hands, man. Wash them hands, even pumping gas. Sometimes you pump gas in the past, you think about it. Pump gas when you got a burger, ate the burger. Never thought about it.
Right.
But now, you got to think about that shit. Now you pump your gas, that probably got a hand full of shit on that thing.
Even touching a doorknob, even opening a door, cash. You know, doorknob. Yeah, I mean, you're in your town. You open the door to the supermarket, or you open the door to the convenience store, or whatever. you know, there's a risk. So what I like to do sometimes, and obviously I don't advertise this a lot, but I use the back of my hand for things, right? So I'll open something with the back of my hand. Wow. Because I know I'm always going to, if I'm going to touch my face, whatever, it's always going to be the front of my hand, right? So if I try and make contact with much of the back of my hand, you know, that also helps until I can wash my hands. Also, using touch menus, like for McDonald's and stuff, you know, when you go and order, you touch that touch screen to make your order, as well. Using ATMs as well, you know, that you should also consider washing your hands, or at least having some sort of sanitizer or something on your hands before and after using those as well, because the public uses ATMs. The public orders off the same touch screen that thousands of people have touched before you. And in fact, here's something really interesting. A while ago, there was a study done where they took swabs from those touch screen ordering machines that you find in McDonald's, and they found people's fecal matter on there.
Yeah, that's crazy shit, because there's poop every fucking way.
Man, dude, so you can imagine. You can just imagine, just out of basic hygiene. You know, I always use my knuckle. Like, I use my knuckle whenever I order on the touchstones. I just use my knuckle. It works the same as your finger, and it's a lot cleaner.
Dude, they have scanned money before, man. Money, and saw so much shit on money, on dollar bills, and stuff.
Yeah,
cocaine, ass feces.
Oh, that's okay.
All kinds of shit on them, man. Money. We touch money every day.
I know. I know. My wife, before she came, she wanted to go to Egypt, and for a week. Her and her friends went, and they wanted to go and do Egypt. I was telling my friends at work about, my girlfriend, she's really excited about it. And they said, whatever she does, don't touch the money. I was like, really? They were like, yeah, don't touch it. I'm like, why? They said, no, because it's dirty. It's dirty, dirty, dirty. I said, well, how dirty is dirty? They said to me, they hide money up their ass. All right? Yeah. It's like a normal thing for them to do that. Are you serious? They're like, no, it is. It's like that's how dirty their money is. She says if she has to handle the money, she needs to wash her hands straight afterwards. And that was like, like 2007, they were telling me this, you know. So yeah. Apparently, people get mugged a lot or something like that. So they hide their money in places, you know, hard to find places.
So coronavirus, you're literally pissing us off, man, because we're literally changing our lives. But at the same time, we kind of need a coronavirus, because at least now they know this puts it another level. Every so many years we get this bad thing. We had Ebola, you know, back in way back in the day with diarrhea, like you know, DDZ, and now with coronavirus here and causing such a havoc, it's a learning process for us too to hopefully get ready. But something else in the future is going to come again. There's going to be something else after this.
Oh, of course. And it could be far worse, right? So I'm actually also glad in the way that this has happened.
Right.
And I'm hoping that it comes and it goes and it you know, it takes as few fatalities as it can.
Yeah.
But just in saying that, at least we get to test the procedures. Right. And I think governments and institutions are going to learn a lot about this, about where they could improve, what they could have done sooner. You know, and I think they will adjust their procedures accordingly. And I'm not going to say that every procedure is bulletproof and it's foolproof and it's perfect. Obviously, it isn't. But I think, you know, the more you're able to practice something, the better you can get at it. Right. So let's just take it for the win that hopefully this will give us, and that, you know, for everyone's country who's had to deal with this virus, that, you know, whatever procedures they've had in place are going to be improved by this. So, you know, at least that's one.
And now China's saying they might have a cure, and I think it's about next week. Should we trust that? Should we trust that cure they're going to have? Are they going to tell the truth and really have a cure? Like, I don't know.
It needs to be verified. And I think this is something that every country would do themselves, right? So if they had something that resembled a cure, I think every country would have to take it, analyze it, test it, and make sure that it is what it says on the tin. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine today when you can inoculate yourself, what do they call that? The vaccine.
Yeah.
they're saying they're only expecting one in a year. And he was quite shocked by that. And I said to him, well, why are you shocked by that? I said, do you have any idea what a country, for example, would have to do to get a vaccine to the masses? All right. Firstly, you've got to have, you know, make sure that it's all been tested in controlled environments. So people who've already got the virus can only tell you so much. Right. You then have to, you know, test this on a variation of your population. So you would need to get a select amount of people, I'm guessing. And they would have to know that they're going to be administered the virus. So who's going to sign up for that shit? And of course, you know, and they're going to go through all these tests. And these poor people have to go through this, obviously develop antibodies, of which, you know, are going to be used to be able to create the vaccine. This is how I understand it working. I'm sure there's maybe an expert listening and knows more about it than I do, but that's great. But just for illustration purposes, they would then have to then test it and test it and test it again and see, you know, if there's any side effects. You know, does it affect black people this way, white people that way, Asian people this way? You know, what side effects could we, you know, see from that perspective? Could there be any, you know, violent symptoms? Is there like vomiting? Is there diarrhea? Is there, you know, anal leakage? You just don't know. And obviously that would all have to be, you know, written up and tested and verified. And then once you've tested it on enough patients, I'm guessing, it's gone through clinical trials, then you'll have to go to mass production, you know. And where are you going to create that? Not in China.
Nope.
Okay. So it will have to be created locally, I'm guessing, within controlled environments, laboratories. That'll have a cost to it as well. And then it is getting it out to the public. And there's another cost, and of course, a logistical nightmare in doing that too. So as you can imagine, if it's only a year to get it out, I think that's not bad timing at all.
I was actually shocked when they said a year. I was surprised too. I ain't gonna lie. When they said a year, I was like, what, a year? That seemed crazy to me too. I don't know why, but I just expect this to be way far more ahead than that. But I know it would take a whole lot to get a good one going. Like you said, all the testing gotta be done. But I think a year was a long time too. And I was really surprised by that. But
you know what? This might open the doors for more government research on viruses. You know, maybe getting labs specially prepared for when an unknown virus presents itself, that they're able to actually perhaps cut that time down in half. You know, or maybe even less. You know.
Yeah. I think it makes a lot of arrogant countries not arrogant anymore, like the U.S. We're not to be that arrogant next time. Because we always think nothing can come to the U.S. We can't get that. We this country, and what happened? Boom. It get hit us pretty bad and pretty fast. And look what it's doing to our economy and everything. Shutting down everything. That's because we're an arrogant country, man. We just assume we're not going to get anything happen to us.
Yeah, let me tell you how arrogant we are. So we want to close the borders.
Yeah.
The people in Mexico. How many motherfuckers in Mexico have you heard about having a coronavirus?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's stupid. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, but is that surprising? We
need to close the border to these fucking American fuckheads.
Americans, they must be piling over the border into Mexico.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mexican. Can you help me with this coronavirus? No, fuck
them. Nobody even blame the Mexicans. Hey, that sounds Mexican.
Yeah, fuck out of you, racist bitch. No, we're not helping you.
Do you remember when the Samsung Note 7, remember that phone that exploded? Remember the battery would explode in it?
Yeah.
And then you would see all these memes coming out with, you know, that scene from Predator, get to the chopper, and of course, and instead of the grenade falling next to him or something, you see this little Note 7 being sort of like dubbed into the film. Yeah. You know, but you can imagine someone's going to throw a Corona bottle and be like, get to the chopper. Yeah. So, I mean, I wonder how the sales of the Corona beer is actually going. I mean, have they been affected at all?
I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't think it has been.
Nah, okay. Yeah, all right.
I don't think it has been. I haven't heard anything about it, good or bad.
Obviously keeping a low profile.
Yeah, they probably trying to keep the employees employed. Shit, they're ready to shut down. So, but overall, man, Coronavirus, yeah, you are definitely pissing us off because you fucking up all our lives. So thank you for that.
Asshole.
And then again, stop thank you it. For your assistance. I mean, existence. Get some help. Because we're learning a lot from your crazy ass.
Yeah, and there's also talk about different strains now as well. So I mean, I've heard from a friend of mine in China that there is, you know, that it's mutating as well, which is what you would expect to happen, right? It's the same with the flu and stuff that we get. So it's all seems to be following the same,
yeah,
the same same pattern. But...
All right, y'all. So we're gonna go ahead and end it here, man. We got some calling in. What y'all think about this coronavirus? How you are taking? How you handling it? Are you hiding your homes? Are you not giving a damn and still hitting the streets? Are you licking your fingers? What are you doing in your off time? Let us know. Call in. Hit us up. Kelso, you want to take us out?
For sure. Man, thanks for listening to the Chewing the Fat podcast. If you made it this far, man, we're going to assume that you really enjoyed the show. In return, we would love for you to give us some feedback. So wherever you get your podcast, go find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, live happy, and wash your fucking hands.
Stop it. Get some help.
Get some help.
Damn you, coronavirus. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
We're gone. Peace.
Face on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher.
I'm just trying to get creative here. Okay. So if you say coronavirus and then... And then Kelso says you, and then I say pissing, and he says us, and we both say off.
Okay, we'll try it out. Let's see what happens. Let's go with it. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Pissing.
Wait, what happened to you?
Us. Off.
Okay, that's why you can't smoke in podcasts, see?
My bad.
You train for that. They take skills.
I'm sorry. I'm how's the motherfucker?
Take 59.
I'll try again.
This reminds me of when I used to do freaking, you know, podcasts on my own. Take 61.
Yeah. I did too because I never wrote anything down. Everything was off my head, so I'm like, oh no, I like that. I gotta do it over again. So I feel.
What am I supposed to say?
I'm gonna say coronavirus. You're gonna say you,
and then I'll say pissing, and then you say us, and then we both say off together.
All right.
Deep breath.
All right. Coronavirus.
You.
Pissing.
Us.
Oh. Oh dear.
Asshole.
We're getting it.
You know what we need to do? We need to include these bloopers at the end of our our podcast so people can have a good chuckle.
Yeah,
we can do that.
All right, I am recording this whole thing, so if I remember what though, yeah.
That shit sounded good to me.
All right, one more time. We ready now?
Okay.
All right. Coronavirus.
You.
Pissing.
Us.
Off. Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I think that's about as good as we're going to get it.
Today, yes.
All right, we'll go with that then. All right, I could pause for a second.
Sincere made me smoke.
What?
He's like, man, you need to smoke a little bit, relax a little bit.
Oh, shit. That was not